Chapter 1. How Robin Hood Became an Outlaw. In England, in the time of old, there lived within Sherwood Forest, near Nottingham Town, a famous outlaw whose name was Robin Hood. No archer ever lived that could speed an arrow with such skill as his, nor were there ever such archers as the men that stayed with him in Sherwood. Not only Robin himself, but all the band were outlaws and lived apart from other men. Yet they were loved by the country people around there. No one ever came to Robin for help in time of need and went away again with an empty hand. And now I will tell how it came about that Robin Hood fell out with the law. When Robin was a youth of 18, tall and brave of heart, the sheriff of Nottingham called a shooting match and offered the prize a barrel of ale to whoever should shoot the best. So Robin took his bow and 20 or more arrows and started off from Locksley Town through Sherwood Forest to Nottingham. As he walked along, he came suddenly upon some foresters seated beneath a tree. 15 there were in all, feasting and drinking. Then one of them, with his mouth full, called out to Robin,
"Hello, where are you going, boy?"
"I'm going to the shooting match at Nottingham," said Robin. "There I will shoot with other men for the prize of a barrel of ale." Then one who held a drink in his hand said,
"Ha! Listen to the boy. You look as if you cannot draw one string of a real bow."
"I'll bet 20 marks," said Robin, "that I can hit any target at 60 paces." At this all laughed aloud, and one said,
"Well boasted, child! And well you know that no target is near to make good your boast."
At this, Robin grew mad.
"Look," he said, pointing, "I see some deer, even more than 60 paces off. Let one of those be my target."
"Done," cried the forester who had spoken first. "And here are 20 marks. I bet that you cause no deer to die."
Robin took his bow in his hand. Then he put an arrow to it, and raising the bow, drew the feather to his ear. The next moment, the string rang, and the arrow sped away. High jumped the strongest deer, only to fall dead. The green path turned red with its heart's blood.
"Ha!" cried Robin. "How do you like that shot, good fellow? The bet is mine. It is a shame that it was not 300 pounds.
Then all the foresters were filled with anger. He who had spoken first and had lost the bet was angrier than all.
"No," he cried, "the bet is not yours. Get out of here or I'll beat you until you are never able to walk again."
"Don't you know," said another, "that you have killed the king's deer? By the laws of our lord and king, your ears should be cut off close to your head."
"Catch him," cried a third.
"No," said a fourth. "Let him go because of his young years."
Never a word said Robin Hood, but he looked at the foresters with a fierce expression on his face. Then, turning, he walked away from them through the woods. But his heart was hot and angry, for his blood was boiling. Now, lucky would it have been for the forester who had first spoken had he left Robin Hood alone. His anger, however, was hot, both because the youth had gotten the better of him and because of the ale that he had been drinking. So without any warning, he sprang to his feet. Taking up his bow, he fitted it with an arrow.
"I'll hurry you along," he cried,
and he sent the arrow flying after Robin. It was lucky for Robin Hood that the forester's head was clouded with ale, or else he would have been killed. As it was, the arrow flew within 3 inches of his head. Robin turned around and quickly sent an arrow back in return. The forester fell forward with a cry and lay on his face on the ground. Robin's arrow was wet with the blood of the man's heart. Then, before the others could think to catch him, Robin Hood was gone into the depths of the green wood. Robin Hood ran through the green wood, Gone was all the joy and brightness from everything. His heart was sick within him, and it was heavy on his soul that he had killed a man. Sherwood was to be Robin's home for many a year. Never again was he to see his friends and home in Locksley Town. He was outlawed, not only because he had killed a man, but also because he had killed the king's deer. £200 was set on his head as a reward for whoever could bring him to the court of the king. Now the Sheriff of Nottingham wanted very much to bring Robin Hood to justice, and for two reasons. First, he wanted the £200. Next, the forester that Robin Hood had killed was his relation. While living in Sherwood Forest, Robin Hood had gathered around him many others like himself. They were all cast out from others. All for one cause or another had come to the forest to escape wrongs done to them. In all, more than 100 good archers gathered about Robin Hood. They chose him to be their leader and chief. Then they promised that, to the poor in need, they would give a helping hand. When the people began to find that no harm was meant to them, but that money or food came in time of want, the poor came to praise Robin and his men. They told many stories of him and of his doings in Sherwood Forest.